All right, there you go. Okay. Mute everybody but me. Okay. All right. Okay, I am talking, but I don't know whether you guys can hear me. I'm assuming you can, so let's just assume that. Okay. Okay, the Q&A part of this, can Anne and Lizzie do *6 to ask a question? Just do *6 on your phone.
It just said unmuted and Anne's here.
Lizzie's here.
Oh, hang on. Wait a minute. No, I need to do something else. I'm going to mute you guys all. Okay. Now enter *6. Okay, Q&A queue. I'm going to unmute someone. 4136, I think that's Anne. Anne, I unmuted you. Do you have a question?
Yes. Right, when can I start drinking heavily?
Yeah, there you go. You could have started this morning.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Then I'm going to unmute Lizzie. Hi, Lizzie. Do you have a question for me?
I do. I really want to eat a donut. It's my birthday tomorrow.
Hey, happy birthday. No donuts for you, dear.
Okay, fine.
All right. Okay. So I think I've got it. What I would like to do is make Lizzie the host, since she's going to be doing all of this, and kind of walk her through how to do this. So Lizzie, you know what, let me get everybody off of mute. Okay, so Lizzie, can you hang up and log in as host, and the host code, same phone number, but the host code is 501-177.
Same 805 number though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, I hope it allows for 2 hosts. I don't know if it does. But we'll see. Oh, I need her to... I didn't plan this very well. I need her to log in to here as well.
Lizzie? Hi.
Hey. Okay. That doesn't... You're 201-563-3599. You logged in as a host, right?
I did.
Okay. I need you to log into the free conference call website. Will you be able to do that when you're on the phone?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to send you my username and password. And if you can log in, I can kind of walk you through what you have to do. Because I think it's easier to do it online than to do it via the phone, like the moderator part of it.
Okay.
And And I hope.
Are you sending it to the Hyman account or to the Gmail?
No, no. What do you mean?
Oh, I thought you were going to email me, like, log on information.
Oh, yes, I did. I don't know where I emailed you. Hang on.
Okay.
See where I sent it. I just pick you from a list, and it goes wherever it goes.
I got it.
You got it?
Yeah.
It went to Chef R.
Got it.
Yeah, the Gmail account.
Now, will I have to create my own login and all that?
No, you can just use this. I don't see any reason why, because nobody else is going to log in. So this is just, is it letting you log in?
Yep.
All right.
Should I just put my, the name that I guess if people see me, should I just put Lizzie, or do we want to keep it as, like, nutritionist?
Nobody else is going to see you. Only you and I will be seeing this page. When we send out email saying join us on the call, all we're going to give them is the phone number and the participant code. We're not giving them a website or anything.
Okay.
So they would be like you were when you got on the phone as a participant.
Now, I'm putting in Shabani. Putting in the email that you said, and it's telling me email required. It's not wanting to. It doesn't want to accept yours.
Yeah, I wonder because I am.
If you're on it.
Yeah, let me log out. And now you try it.
Okay. It doesn't like it.
What doesn't it like? When you log in?
It's saying email required every time.
You're
putting in
an email address, right?
Yours, right? The one that you gave me for the login.
Yes, so you went to callhd.com, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're trying to log in.
Right, and I go to log in, and then I put in your username, which, you know, your email, shabani@supermania.com, and then marketing for password.
Oh, and then the third box, just put my name, just Shabani.
Okay, that's it. Okay. Let's hope that works.
Are you in?
Looks like it's going to work. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to log in as well and see if it lets me.
Yeah, I bet you it will. I bet it's because I had Lizzie instead of your name.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so Lizzie, you're at the control panel, right? So what you're going to do is get on the phone like 5-10 minutes before. You're going to get on the phone, get onto the screen. You're going to see the live conference little switch on the left-hand side.
Okay.
And then right now it says off.
Yep.
You're going to click on the off button so it turns on. Right? Do you see that?
Yep. I'm just giving myself.
And then you see everybody who's on our call.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, then you're going to go to the right-hand side where it says broadcaster. I'm sorry, you don't need to go there. What you want to do is make sure this recording is on. Right under live conference is a recording button.
Mm-hmm.
It's on only because I had already logged in earlier and I turned it on. But if we had ended the call, it would have stopped recording, so you would have had to turn that on. All right?
Okay.
And the next thing you want to do at the very bottom on the left-hand side, it's where it says mute off, you mm-hmm. want to go and put yourself in lecture mode, you want it in mute mode.
So keep it in mute.
Okay. So, Lizzie, can you talk?
Yeah.
Okay. I think so. That means since you and I both came in on the host code, you and I can talk and nobody else can talk. All right? So in this case,
but everyone else can hear us.
Everybody else is muted. So you'll see that they're all muted right now.
Okay.
So you do your spiel. You'll go through your 5 or 7 questions that you've identified that you want to answer, and you'll answer them.
And how am I going to get those questions? One of you guys will have had a feeder and edit them?
We'll facilitate that. What we'll probably do is send out an email a couple of days before the call saying, you know, send in your questions, and then we'll get you the questions, and you will then identify which ones you want to answer.
Okay.
So then you finish answering those questions, and you're ready to take the Q&A. So you go down, again, down to mute. And you go down to the Q&A section. Just click on Q&A instead of mute.
Okay.
And then you tell, and at the same time you tell the, not at the same time, right before that, I guess, you tell the audience in order to ask a question, they have to do *6. All right, so
okay.
Anne, Kate, Rachel, can you guys do *6? You'll see on the bottom right, so that's one. It's either Anne or Kate. You see them on the bottom right where it says Q&A queue?
Now, but how will they have put in a name so I can say, you know,
Anne? No, you won't know their name. You'll just have to say, hi, here, you know, what's your question or whatever. So you pick any of them. And just unclick the mute button, unclick that little checkbox, and
is that Anne?
I think it's Anne. I heard unmuted, so I think it's Anne.
Okay. So you did hear something telling you that it got unmuted.
Yeah, she just says unmuted.
Okay, perfect. So then you ask your question. When you're done answering that question, Lizzie, you just mute that person. I guess you just mute that person again. Or you just do next question. Click on next question right there. See what happens.
Where is the next question? Okay.
Yeah. Did you?
Wait, me?
Okay, we went back to you, Anne. But I imagine now if I leave you off of mute, if I go again, it'll go to Kate.
Yeah, okay, so next question cleared out Anne and probably went to Kate.
Yeah,
is that clear now?
Cool. Yes.
Okay.
Wait, Anne,
there you go.
Anne, are you still there?
No, Anne is probably
Kate,
on
right?
The line. She got
Kate.
Muted.
Right, cool. Okay, so I won't have a lot of people talking at once.
No, so when you go to next question, the person who asked first will get muted again, and then the next person gets unmuted.
Got it. Okay.
All right. And that's it. Then you end your call. You turn off the recording. And you're done.
Okay. Now, are we going to have a protocol, which, I mean, I could come up with, and it's not hard, just to say, you know, because on the spot when the Q&A happens, if people write in and say, hi, I'm on, you know, Lisapro, 580 milligrams, blah, 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 you know, are we going to have, like, a list before showing people what they can and can't ask, and then I can just refer to that so that it's, like you and I spoke about the other day?
Yeah. So when we send out the email invite, if you give us a couple paragraphs as to mm-hmm. what the can ask and not ask. We can make sure that we include that. And then, you know, then you can refer to, sorry, I can't answer that question, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Yeah, you should probably just have a little one or two sentence spiel indicating you can't answer something.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all right. Good. And they'll know beforehand, too, so then it's a double whammy.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
All right. All good?
We're good.
All righty.
This is fun.
Yeah. And then what we can do is I would download this recording, put the recording up on a web page, and then we can send out a link to that web page to people who weren't able to attend.
Okay.
All right. Cool. That's it.
All right. Are we off?
I think we're off.
Okay.
I'm going to unmute everybody so that if anybody else has any questions, they can. Did everything work well on your end, guys?
Yep. Yeah, it was pretty easy. Yeah.
Okay. All right, cool. Sounds good. We're all set then.
All right, guys. All righty.
All right. Thanks. Everyone have a good weekend.
Bye.
You too.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.